The accomplishments have been incredible. It's staggering what they've been able to do.
When Captain James Cole deployed to Afghanistan as Chief Medical Officer for Marine Expeditionary Brigade Alpha, he knew that his job was to make sure that medical facilities at Camp Shorbach were fully prepared to handle the combat injuries they could face when coalition forces withdrew. As an officer in the Navy Reserve and a trauma surgeon in Chicago, he knew what to look for in a trauma facility.
Here's a primary care clinic serving as a makeshift trauma facility. This is where they took care of all their trauma casualties.
The tiny room is cramped with basic patient beds and very simple medical equipment.
This is not supposed to be a trauma room. This is supposed to be just a maybe a minor treatment room or something of that sort. But this is where they did their trauma resuscitation. You know, prior to the trauma center, this is all they had.
Southwest Afghanistan was the only region without a dedicated combat hospital. Now they have an advanced facility equipped with a 4-bed emergency room, a 2-table operating room, and a substantial intensive care unit. Coalition advisors not only helped with the planning, they also helped train the surgical team.
The evidence speaks for itself. In the last 2 weeks, they've treated over 450 patients. Not all of them are war casualties. They've done 60 plus surgeries, and about half of them have been complex cases, and they have required essentially no mentoring during that time frame. So they're already independent. I mean, they've already transitioned, and that in and of itself is a success.
Reporting from Shorbach, Afghanistan, I'm Sergeant Christopher Tobey.